All right, that is a familiar sound, the sound of a haircut. It is also a sound that can be terrifying to a child with autism. That was the case for 10-year-old Jordy Rowland of Brisbane, Australia. Jordy has autism, and he doesn't speak. The first time that hairstylist Lisa Ann McKenzie tried to cut his hair, Jordy bolted from the chair.
I've never experienced a child so terrified. I was just devastated that I couldn't do better and I couldn't reach him.
For the next 2 years, McKenzie tried everything. She asked Jordy's parents to bring him to the shop after closing time so he could sit in the barber's chair with no one else around.
But that didn't work, and so McKenzie made a health call. That time she got in a couple of snips, but not more than that.
I think his parents lost hope probably 6 months into that, because I was getting kicked and punched and pinched and screamed at, and I never changed my tone of voice. I never lost that compassion.
And then she got an idea.
I don't know why, but this day I just started singing an nursery rhyme to him.
The horn on the bus goes beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 like this, isn't it?
I just knew that I'd reached him, and he started to interact with me during that, which he had never, ever done before.
And with McKenzie singing to him, Jordy sat still for a haircut for the first time.
A video of the haircut went viral. Parents of autistic kids around the world reached out to Lisa Ann McKenzie. She says when Jordy comes back for his next haircut, she is sure this time he'll sit still.